Because if you put it in the wrong way, that's going to have a hard time getting out. That's going to have a hard time getting out of here. And you can get something stuck in your anus.
Hi, I'm Larry Lawton, America's biggest jewel thief. Join me as I walk you through my past robberies, how I planned them, executed them, and ultimately got caught. I'm going to show you how we did things in prison, like making a tattoo gun, making wine, making white lightning. It's going to be very educational. These are the Untold Stories.
Hey everybody, Larry Lawton here for another edition of Untold Stories, and here is what about kites and suitcasing. If you've been following my channel, you know what they are, but we're going to go really in-depth, and I'm going to show you how we made them, where we hid them, and how we did things to transfer notes and stuff in prison. Before I get started, you know what I always ask you to please subscribe, please pass the word, and also in this case, please check out the links below. Check out our Patreon program and our YouTube member programs. They're pretty cool. There's a lot of really high-end stuff for some of the high-end Patreon people that are getting video chats, one-on-one, stuff like that. It's really cool stuff. I really get into it, and I spend a lot of time with those guys. So let's get right into kites and suitcasing. And I know I've talked about it, and if you've been on this channel, you know what a kite is and what suitcasing is. But if you haven't, I'm going to explain to you exactly what a kite is and exactly what suitcasing is. And it might surprise you, even you guys who've been around a while, you know, a kite can mean a couple of things. And kites are transferred in certain ways through prison, and I'm going to explain that to you during this segment. And it's going to be a pretty good segment because you're going to learn what we did and how, wow, how you can really do it. What is suitcasing? Suitcasing is hiding something in your rectum. Yes, I know it sounds disgusting. It is not. As I tell everybody, you have 7 extra inches in your anal canal to hide anything you want. And obviously, before you do anything like this, you shouldn't be eating. You should empty yourself of anything that's in your system. And how you do that is by not eating for a while. Let your digestive system work. And then you can use that cavity of your body to hide something. Well, it's crazy how you did it, but you know, you did what you had to do to survive. You know, people ask me, you know, wow, did you like to do that? What do you mean that I like to do that? Nobody likes to have to hide something in their rectum, but it's just you get something that you get used to. And you know what? If you didn't do that, sometimes it might, you know, you might get killed in prison. But there's other reasons to suitcase stuff too. If you had contraband in your cell, if you had drugs in your cell, if you had a special note from somebody, you what you call suitcase it. And then when you suitcase it, they can't find it. They could come into your cell at 12 at night, 1 at night, and scream, "All right, shake that, everybody, against the door, against the door." And they open up all the doors, and everybody's got to get ready and got to get out. And they don't give you time to hide something, anything. There'll be guards on every door, literally on every door. And when they come in, you don't know they're coming in. You're sleeping. All of a sudden, it's like not like you have time to jump up, use the bathroom, stick something up your rectum, and then hide and go. They'll have somebody literally at your door watching inside the door. So when they say, "All right, everybody, lights on," they bang the doors, and you're literally like, what's going on? And you get up, and it's what they call a surprise shakedown. So what they'll do is they'll get everybody. They'll watch you 24 hours a day. Now, if you went to bed with it up your rectum, what are they going to do? They don't know. They're literally watching you. They don't know where everything is. They're not taking you suspecting everybody in that unit is hiding something in their rectum. Now, we didn't do that often. You got a feel of the prison. You got a feel of what was going on. You got an understanding of what tensions were on the yard. Was something happened beforehand that there might be a shakedown? Did some other guys get caught with a knife and they're saying, what's going on? Or definitely if a knife comes up missing out of the kitchen or out of the tools, things in the Unicor where they do their work, if some tool or in CMS, if there's a tool that comes up missing that's very important, it could be a knife, it could be pliers, it could be something very like that, very like an important tool they call those. I don't know what rating they give them, but it's very important. They'll shut the prison down and literally lock it down until that tool or something is found, and they don't care how long it takes. It could take days, weeks, whatever. They'll interview every snitch on the yard. They'll try to figure out where that object is. Well, if you're in the game, I call it in the game, if you're in the drug game, and I was not in the drug game. Let me get that straight in there. I've done drugs in prison, and as you well know, if you know me, acid was my drug of choice in prison. And if you did that acid or something, you had extra acid, you paid for them a lot, and you wanted to hide that pieces of acid, that is very easily done, and I'm going to show you how and what we did. Obviously, if you're going to hide a sharp object, an object like this is an actual screw that came from a wall in a fence. You know, you can even see it's got the white on it. That actually was in a wall from a fence. I actually pulled that out one time, and I saw a fence, and I wish I had my camera to do this, and I kept jiggling the fence, you know, it was into the fence, and this thing came out of the concrete. There's still concrete in it, but it's actually what you would get. Now, this item would be very great shank. Oh, my God. This is like, you know, pointy, go in you, and boy, would it rip you out. Can you imagine getting stabbed with this kind of a knife? Well, when you make this, you make a handle with it. Handles are made by anything. I've even seen a handle made by the thing they use to insert it in their rectum. So they would actually make this cut out, and it would be tight, and they would have a way to put something in here, and they'd make this into a handle, and then this would be your poker, and this would be a very dangerous weapon in prison. Well, how do you do it? How do you hide that? You can't stick this up your rectum and expect not to get a perforated intestine or your I don't know what even the anal canal is called, or where you poop. I mean, what do you want me to say? But this would, you can't just stick it up there. You can, but you're gonna get ripped up, and that's not the way to do it. You take a holder of this size, a toothbrush holder, and we're gonna show you other ways. Obviously, you put it in here, and you take tape. We can get tape in prison. They got, you know, scotch tape, masking tape, whatever tapes. This is gray tape. What I would have done with this one is I would have cut this a little bit better, like I'm doing right now. See what I'm doing, everybody? I'm just cutting down. And the reason I'm cutting down is to make this where it can close a little bit better. Then I would take this and put it very, very tightly around the top of where you have your shank and your sticker. Your poker is what that one was called, a poker. You put it like this. You definitely put another piece on here, and you make sure they're tight, and you make sure they're very in there like that with a tip on it. With a tip on it. See it? It's in there. Now, that looks like nothing. And believe it or not, it is really not hard to put up your anus. Now, once it's there, you can get very comfortable with it there. It's something that gets used to. Believe it or not, there are people on the street that walk around with drugs up their anus all the time. And anyway, that's in your anus now. Now, it's not going to go up you. It's not going to keep traveling up. I watched a man watched them come out of him, 6 quarter rolls. You know what a quarter roll is? A bunch of quarters, very hard quarter roll. Packed solid with weed. Kept sticking up his rectum in a visiting room. And when he got out, it was like a slot machine, we would call. He was sitting over the toilet, and he's pushing, and he's getting them out, and he's getting the paper tip of them out, and he's pulling, and they're literally coming, and it's full of weed, stock weed, 6 of them. Now, they traveled up his intestine, because your anus can't hold that much. I would never do that, never did that. I did stuff just in the front of my anus to protect something so I didn't get caught. So this is now inserted in your rectum, and when you want to get it out, you bend down over a toilet, you squat. You feel there, and you will get that point when you push. You'll get that point, and you grab that. That's why you have this. So you pull it out. Because if you put it in the wrong way, That's going to have a hard time getting out. That's going to have a hard time getting out of here. And you can get something stuck in your anus and that you have to go to a hospital, because I've seen that happen, and it gets taken out that way. But no, if you do it with the point on, you can pull it and pull it out. And then that's why I said you make sure this is totally on good, because if you pull this through, and you have to really, you know, don't try this at home. Let me emphasize this right now. Please don't try this at home. You know, you're not locked up. There's no way you should have to hide something like this anytime soon or anywhere in your life. I'm just telling you how we did it in the joint. The next thing we did to hide something in your rectum is we used to get the cellophane just like, see this? See how I'm doing this? This is nothing but cellophane. Now, this I've done numerous times. Because I wanted to bring a note with me from one prison to another, from one gangster to another, from one individual to another. Now, this would be you'd get cellophane out of the kitchen, and you'd be surprised. This stuff comes on the top of some of the boxes of the food they give you, stuff like that, especially in transit. So you would have this piece of cellophane. You'd keep this and have it ready. Then you have your piece of paper, and some people put marijuana in it, some people put hard drugs in it, some people put acid in it, some people put, like, this would be a sheet of acid. You could put a sheet of acid in there, and then you literally roll this sheet of acid up, and you would roll this sheet of acid totally like this, and you try to make it kind of as hard as possible, if you want to call it that. And now that's just it's either acid or it's a note or it's something that you want to bring with you from one prison to another. These are kites that are transferred from one prison to another. Or unit to another, or even if you're an orderly and you're working somewhere and you have and you're food service and you had to go down to the shoe and you bring something, you can do a lot with that. Then you take this, you then wrap it in cellophane, and the reason you wrap it in cellophane is it protects the paper. You have to imagine your inside of your anus is wet, if some sort it is wet, and you put this like this, and you put it like this, and it literally is very easily inserted into your rectum. It's very small, and it really is not a big deal. And it's just not a big deal, you know. This is exactly what it is. There's another way we did notes all the time, and you're going to understand while I was talking to you here. This is a note that I actually wrote for this to show you what we can write and how much we can write on a little piece of paper. And this would be passed around usually from gangs or whoever it is, and it is then taken and opened. And what you do is you can pass these. Now you can look in somebody's mouth and not find it. And they can't see it. It depends on how hard they look, but they're not going to look that hard, believe me. Now, I open this up when I get to a prison. Or you don't even open it up. I would get to a yard, like Atlanta, and go see Vic. And I was told by another person, hey, give Vic this note. I said, sure. I don't look at it. I don't want to look. It might be even folding and putting up in a package the right way that they know if it was tampered with, you know, because the cops, we call them cops, or the guards are smart. And what would they do? The cops would, like, maybe even put a note in there that's misinformation. It's a game, but we would know. The people in the prison would know. We know what our note, you know, what we would do with each note. Then you just go to the person they want to give it to, and you let him deal with the note. And it was just sealed with tape. It was also sealed with a baggie from a kitchen, because that is what they would use. I mean, bags and stuff like this are found in prison, and you could get something and it would be used that way, and we would, people would have these things all over the place. Now, you see what I'm doing? I'm just opening up this note. Now, this note, as you can see, as I'm opening it, I'm going to read this note from this little piece of paper. And this is how notes are passed in prison. And it happens all the time. It is a way to communicate. And even some of these notes are coded, meaning if I knew what the code was, use every third letter from a sentence. He puts together a sentence and he might misspell a word here or there, but they look at it. Then you get all of this written on this piece of paper, and I'm going to read this note to you right now. And it does read this whole thing. I'm going to put it up on the screen. Tell Johnny D in Unit B, Larry FL is coming, and to let Vic know. Me. Vinny Cigar is a rat. Just got sentenced, and he's staying at FDC Miami. He's singing about everything. Tony DeSantos is in the hole for putting a hit on Vinny. Vinny is in PC, heading to FCI Otisville Factory. In Otisville, there's what they call WITSEC. WITSEC is a rat factory, or where they put informants, or somebody like that. Patty Amato said he's heading that way to get his house in order. That means get ready. Patty's coming. Get his commissary. When he says get his house in order, he wants to know where he's going to go as a cellie. So when you got this kind of pre-knowing somebody's coming, now you could do it through a phone, but it's very hard to do that because they actually monitor phone calls, and you don't want to do that because then they think they're going to separate you from units. They're not going to let you see each other. They might transfer one or the other because they don't want you to have any kind of collusion on that yard. Patty Amato said he's heading that way to get his house in order. Also, send money to Patty's wife, 123 Mockingbird Lane, New York, 24615. Angela. That's somebody telling somebody to send somebody money. Larry is a stand-up guy. Stood strong. Took a 12-year hit. Stay well. Billy Pigeon. If I received a note like this from some other convict, right away, I know that my friend that this is about trusted you who gave me that note or kite to, okay, say thanks, and then I get him his shoes, I get him sneakers, I get him a commissary bag. Everything he needs, he's going to have. That's just the way we do it. Now, this little note, all of this writing is on this little piece of paper that folds up to this, and it could even be flushed. This little piece of paper is what all of that was written on. And it's done all the time. That's just what prison is like. The kite system is older than anything in prison, and it'll never quit. It will never quit. There's no cell phones. There's no computers. There is what we call snail mail, which is regular mail, and the kite system. The kite system itself will never go away because we have to communicate, or people have to communicate in one way or the other. And that's why I think our lockdown situation with the coronavirus is crazy, because we are such social animals and we need to communicate with other people. And that is why solitary is no good. And the kite system is run that way. And that's how you do the suitcasing in a very technical way. Well, I hope you learned today's edition of Untold Stories and how to do things in prison. Again, guys, thanks for being a subscriber to my channel. Hope you learned things. Again, everything I do, don't do this, please. It's just educational, and it's something that people should know because they wonder how somebody can communicate with another person, how notes can go back and forth. That's just what happens in prison. Thanks for being a subscriber. You know how much I appreciate it. Please share this video. Subscribe if you haven't did that. And guys, listen, you have your own suggestions, comments, please send them to me. You know I answer a lot of them. This is what I do. Check out all our stuff. My book, Gangster Redemption, has a lot of great stuff in there. It's in the link below. I'm telling you, it'll blow you away about prison in the book, Gangster Redemption, because there's going to be a movie coming about that. Hey, guys, have a great day. Stay blessed. Have a strong, and please make good choices. Don't make the choices that are going to land you in trouble. Please. I don't want to see that. I want to see you here on YouTube on my next live chat. Have a great day, everybody. A lot of respect.